Nikki in the Morning.
Welcome to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Coming up, what time do you think most affairs happen? We're going to talk about that.
Plus, we've got another edition of Date Him or Dump Him. And when professionals say is a good time to say those three words in a relationship, I'm talking about I love you.
I thought you were talking about I'm hungry. No?
That's two words.
Oh, I am hungry? But first, how do you feel about kids calling their parents by their first name? I was watching The Voice the other night. And they were talking to one of the contestants who's a teenager. And this is how he addressed his mother.
None of The Voice would have happened if it weren't for Mel.
Call your mom by her first name?
I just feel like I've known her so long we're on a first name basis.
I found it was kind of awkward that he mentioned his mother by his first name. And I've seen my wife's cousins do this. They're 17 and 19. And on a kind of a semi-regular basis, they don't do it all the time, but they say their mom's name's Gina. And they're like, Gina's coming over tonight for dinner. I'm like, you mean your mother? She's like, yeah, but I don't always call her my mother. And she's like, when it's really serious, I can't. She gets mad. But a lot of the times if I call her, I say, hey, Gina, what's up? And I'm like, really? I just found it strange to address your mother by her first name.
I have a friend who does it, but she doesn't like her mom. Like she,
oh, wow.
So she's mocking her.
Despite her.
She's mocking her when she says it. She'll always be like, yeah, Betty, like in that way. when I was a kid growing up, it's funny because I remember when when you learn things as a child and have that like epiphany. I remember when I learned, I always assumed that you did change from saying mom to their name at a certain age.
When you got older?
Yeah. I thought that's what happened. And I remember the first time I noticed my mom calling her mom. And I was like, oh, like adults call their moms mom. So I can't imagine. But I love the word mom. Like I love when me and my sister are talking about my mom and she says mom this. I don't know that closeness. Me and my mom have our moments for sure. But I'm so thankful for her and I wouldn't want to call her anything else but mom.
If you've ever been to a big family gathering, you end up calling your parents by their first name because then anytime you say mom or dad, everyone turns around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I understand that situation, yeah.
But I remember I was in a scenario once with my father and there was some of his business colleagues there and I had to get his attention. We were in the circle and saying the word dad didn't sound natural to me in that moment. I felt like I needed to call him by his first name. So that was the one time I ever called him by his name. I don't think I'll do it again.
What is his name?
David.
Okay.
Did you like that?
It caught him off guard. He really didn't know what to think.
Okay.
But I just thought I was being professional in that moment. David, please.
It's just awkward, man.
It is, but it worked. It was effective.
I will say that some people on my dad's side of the family call their moms mommy still, even as adults. And I'm like, mommy? It's so funny.
That's a bit weird.
I've seen grown men do that, like 40-year-old men.
I think it's whatever you're used to in your family. That's what it means. But I don't know. I feel like if I was like, mommy, like I would only do that if I'm like whining or crying or joking, you know?
Yeah.
But I know, like I have an aunt who just is 55 years old and she's literally like, I'm going to call mommy. That's what they call their mom.
I know for me, I guess I never loved my mother's name. I've told her this before. Her name's Maureen. So I'm not like, hey, Maureen. It just sounds weird. No.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a fine name.
Or my dad used to call her Mo. So I tried to
come up with a nickname or something.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. What do you think about kids calling their parents by their first names? Kim, what about you? Has your daughter ever called you by your first name?
Does she know your first name?
Yes, very well. She says it in one word. Hey, Kim, Kieran. All of her friends say it like that, too. Kim, Kieran, one word. But for me, it was my dad. I used to have my dad and then my father, Peter. Because I had two dads. So there was my step. So to avoid confusion, call my stepdad dad and then my biological dad, Peter, because I'm farther away.
How did that go over?
He seemed to be okay with it.
Okay.
One-on-one, it would go back and forth between Peter and dad. But when talking to my friends, it would be my dad and Peter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The step-parents have to earn that title, right? You got to earn
my stepdad was dad.
She call her stepdad.
My stepdad was dad.
Nice. All right. Let's take some text on this 99.25. And what do the parenting experts think about kids calling their parents by their first names? And I was actually talking to my wife's cousins about this the other day, and they were saying that it's way more common. Like a lot of friends of theirs around 17, 18, 19, apparently it's been more common in the last couple of years or so.
It's what the kids
are doing, apparently. All right, let's go to the phones. Peggy wants to chime in. What do you think about this?
It's weird. I mean, if you're in a crowd, or you're working together, fine. I mean, that's different. Like, you kind of have to have a professional level, or if you say mom in the crowd, everyone's going to turn around. But I mean, the kids are the only people that can, your kids are the only ones who can call you mom or dad. I mean, that's precious. That's like a special name. Like, there's nobody else who could call you that.
It warms your heart, when they call you that. You never want that to go away.
Yeah, it's weird because they'll start off with mommy, and then when you switch to mom, you kind of go, oh, they're growing up.
All right, some parenting experts have chimed in about this. They say the parent needs to provide rules and structure, and many studies show that children do much better when they know there's somebody in the home in control, and that's usually a mother and or a father, and they should be called by mom or dad. Somebody could argue as a tween or a teen growing up, they feel a sense of power, of equality, but that's what causes the problem. It spins off narcissism. And it goes on to say that youngsters...
What spins off narcissism?
Apparently, well, growing up being entitled and being a youngster, they often feel entitled and they shouldn't be calling their parents by their first names, according to this.
I don't think because I called my mom, I let her have any more power. Like, I still fought back.
I think they're really reading into it. We're taking your texts and your calls at 92925. Go ahead. Good morning. What do you think?
No. It's a sign of respect. And when you do that, your friends will then think they can call them by their first names. Like, my son's friends tried that. I won't say my last name, but it starts with P. Okay. When they did that, I looked at them, I go, who? And they called my name again. I go, who? And then they said, Miss P. I said, okay, now we're talking. How can I help you?
Yeah, you laid down the law. Well done.
It's just that, you know, when they get to a certain age, you always have to have that respect. Because if you don't, when you tell them something, will they listen to you? Will they respect you? You know, it's like they're... You just don't do that.
Lay down the law. I like it.
All right, Miss P.
Well, either that or I tell their mother and father what they've done.
All right. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You guys are awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This is my favorite text. It says, call your parents whatever you want as long as you call them.
Yes.
Right.
That's the perfect way to sum
call
it up.
Call your parents.
Love that.
All right, it's back. You ready for this?
Let's go.
An email from Chloe in Laval, we need your text at 92925. It says, hey, Vinny and Nikki, I've been dating a guy for over a year, and he still hasn't told me he loves me. I've told him I love him a few times, but he never responds. He just kisses me or hugs me. I know I love him, and although everything is going well otherwise, it's hard to feel like he's fully committed to me. What do you guys think? Is it normal after a year to have never heard I love you? Thanks, Chloe.
See, this is tough for me because I know I look at my relationships and I'm totally different, but I know everybody has been through different types of relationships, and maybe he's used the word I love you in the past. Maybe it didn't go well. Maybe he's extremely apprehensive and reluctant to say it because he knows once he says it, it's real and he's got to fully commit and dive in there and it means so much to her and maybe he doesn't want to hurt her. Maybe he's not 100% sure. Ugh, I'd say date him and stay with him and stay the course because otherwise everything seems fine. But I know she's expecting those three words and they're harder for some people to say.
That's worrisome though. If it is a sign that he's not going to say it until he's committed and ready to jump in and she feels like she's already there, I can see how she'd be struggling.
I don't know. I say pooper, get off the pot. Like a year's a long time to be intimate with someone. Mm-hmm. And if he's not ready then, who's to say that he'll be ready in another year from now? Time is precious. And even if he hasn't said it, you can hint at it. Like, I remember before I dropped the L-bomb on my girlfriend, because I say like it's a bad thing, the L-bomb, I would hint at it. I'd be like, you know, I'm really close to feeling it, you know, but at least I would communicate that and let her know where I was, because she knew that I would only say it if I absolutely meant it. But if this guy's like, if it's nowhere on his radar after a year, I mean, eventually it's got to come down to an ultimatum.
That's like dangling a carrot. I'm really close to saying it. That's weird. You're teasing into that.
It's one tactic, yes.
I'm
like easing
really
her into
strange,
it.
I've used I'm falling for you. I've used that one for you.
Yeah, I adore you. You know, there are other things you can say, you know. I really, really like you. I mean, you can let them know that you're getting close to that without it being in those exact words.
Here's the thing. If she is in love with him, love doesn't come with conditions, right? This is hard. I'm not saying it's the easy thing to do, but ideally, we're confident enough about ourselves and about our feelings that we can love without expectations. Like, I don't think love is supposed to have expectations. So just because she feels that way and she says it doesn't mean he has to say it back,
right?
Just for that reason alone. That being said, if this is something that she really needs, like we talk about love languages and some people really need words of affirmation. And if she is not going to feel loved until this happens and there's no sign of it happening, I can see why she would be like, okay, bye. But other than that, I would say, like, really shake it off, be confident in the relationship if you're saying everything is really good, mm-hmm. and be confident with the fact that it's okay for you to love without needing to receive something in return for it.
But I mean, how long is too, like, how how long would you wait before you start to
question? Well, that's up to her. That's the thing. That's up to her and how much those words mean to her, aside from the fact that she's already said it, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how long I would wait.
There's no right or wrong way, right? I think everybody loves differently and everybody goes into a relationship
differently. There is
different. Only one way. Oh, there is only one way.
And we need to know what you think that is at 92925. We need a resolution for Chloe here.
We're going to do our best.
We can't, yeah. And I wanted to know what professionals generally say about this. And I found one perspective, and it said, make sure you say I love you when you really love the person. And that means not needing to hear it said back. That means not expecting any gain from it. And it means not saying it in response to something like sex. I agree completely. That's why I think Chloe shouldn't be embarrassed that she said it. Like, be honest and authentic about your feelings. But then she needs to be honest. Does she actually think that this guy has an issue with not saying I love you? Or does she feel unloved? Because if you feel unloved in a relationship, then that's not a good thing.
Exactly.
You need to get out, right?
Get out.
There was a funny text on Facebook. My husband did not tell me he loved me until we were married for several years. For whatever reason,
what?
He couldn't say the words.
Married?
Married.
You're kidding.
But now, he can't stop saying it.
I love you. I love you. I love you, babe. I love you.
Making up for lost time.
It took a while. Right? I guess. It's
late bloomer.
She is a saint. I don't know many women who go through with that
seriously.
Wedding.
Seriously. Yeah, not
seriously.
Many.
Seriously.
All right. We're taking your texts and calls. What do you think about this? Lydia, hi.
She's asking the question and she's doubting things, then she should dump him.
You're saying dump him. Have you been through this?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm going through it.
Oh, really? Tell us.
3 years with somebody, never said I love you. Signs of intimacy issues, told me he liked me very, very much. But now recently went on vacation, came back, and then dumped me.
Really? Mm. So it was sort of like red flag that you should have paid attention to sooner.
Yes. If her instinct, if she's asking the question, there's a reason.
That's a good point. All right. Absolutely.
And she should ask him straight out. And if she doesn't
get
the answer,
love
she wants
me.
Do you love
do
me?
Do you love me?
He's like, no, 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 I don't.
And then dump him if he doesn't answer. Mute and quiet.
That's
bye-bye.
It. All right.
Shut the door.
Good advice. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Can also drop hints and just play this song. Just call it.
Communication issues are suffering.
Drop little hints all you can. All right, on our text line 92925, should Chloe date him or dump him? What's it looking like?
We're not much help for Chloe today because 55% said date him, 45% dump him.
Oh, it's a toughie.
It's a toughie. You got to have the conversation.
Yeah. That's it. Exactly.
Chloe, if you want, give him my number. I'll have a conversation with him.
There you go.
I'll be like, listen.
You'll set it straight. You'll set it straight.
What are you feeling?
She needs words of affirmation.
There's five love languages. How much time do you have? They've done some research. They found the exact time affairs are most likely to occur. The time of the day and when during a week. Do you guys have any guesses on what that time is?
I don't know, like 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, like when people are stumbling home from the bar and you mess up or
that's
something.
That's not it.
So I would go more for like a lunchtime afternoon delight during the week.
Oh, that's even a mistake at that. That's horrible. That is premeditated.
Oh, like when you know, your partner thinks you're at work?
Yeah, a business lunch. Yeah,
that's so much worse than like after the bar. That is premeditated cheatery. That's awful.
Well, they looked at 1,000 people, and the time and day that they came up with the most is Friday evening around 6:45.
What?
Found that a social night with coworkers was the most common excuse given as to why they wouldn't be home on time.
Oh.
And they also found out that cheaters are creatures of habit, and if your partner regularly goes out with work colleagues on a Friday night, you'd be well within your rights to be suspicious, according to the 1,000 people that they spoke to.
Wow. See, I have friends who do this, but they don't cheat. I was actually just talking with a friend about this on the weekend. She goes and uses like an infrared sauna once a week, but she can't tell her husband that she's doing this because they don't have the time and she's not supposed to be doing this, basically.
I see.
And he's home with the kids, and she's like, sorry, I have to work late. There's nothing I can do. And then another friend said she does the same thing with massages. She said, I get a massage once a week. It's when my husband leaves the house. I have the massage therapist come over. He sets everything up and then he leaves and I clean up like nothing happened.
So he never even knew
that
happened.
So no, they don't do it with cheating, but they do use that excuse.
Cheating in other ways.
Yeah.
That's a little hurtful. My God.
You got me all nervous now, Vinny, because come to think of it, like my girlfriend has these Christmas, like company Christmas dinners. No, seriously, like for 3 Fridays in a row.
Oh, and she thinks her boss is hot.
Yes, that too.
Yes, and
I got a bone to pick with him.
I'm kidding.
You might want to call your girlfriend right now and have a conversation with her. Hey, thanks for listening to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts and make sure you listen to the show weekdays from 5:30 to 8:20 only on the Beat 92.5.